Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, January is a month that is set aside for awareness of a particular type of cancer that affects women all across both Pennsylvania and the nation. What's going on here? What do people need to know?
That's correct. In recognition of January as Cervical Health Awareness Month, Pennsylvania residents are reminded of the Commonwealth's Healthy Woman Program, a free breast and cervical cancer early detection program for those who are not insured or whose insurance doesn't cover the screenings. Nearly 13,000 women in the United States are diagnosed with cervical cancer each year, but the disease is virtually always preventable. The most common form of cervical cancer starts with precancerous changes that can be found and treated before they turn into cancer. The changes do not have symptoms, but are detected through regular screening. Among the services offered are pelvic exams, pap smears, and follow-up diagnostic tests for an abnormal screening result. Cervical cancer screenings are recommended for women beginning at age 21. And for more information, you can call the Healthy Women Hotline at 1-800-215-7494. Again, that number is 1-800-215-7494.
Also, as the new year starts, there are some special programs that are designed for veterans in Pennsylvania to make them aware of what services are available for them. What do they need to know?
Absolutely. Well, we always are looking to honor and recognize our veterans for their service. And as the new year starts, the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs suggests that veterans review the benefits they have earned through their service. Veterans should check with a veteran service officer to see if a change in their circumstances or in benefit policies can make them eligible for different programs. There are about 200 veteran service officers in Pennsylvania who work with organizations such as the DMVA, county veterans affairs offices, and several veteran service organizations available to provide assistance at no cost. Veterans can also apply for federal health care and state benefits by visiting their local county director of veterans affairs. County directors can be found by visiting the PA Department of Military and Veterans Affairs website at www.dmva.pa.gov. Again, www.dmva.pa.gov, and clicking on the Veterans Affairs pull-down menu. Also, to get up-to-date information about state benefits, programs, and services, veterans are urged to sign up for the DMVA's Veterans Registry at www.register.dmva.pa.gov. Again, www.register.dmva.pa.gov. Also, I would like to highlight that our office hosts regular hours specifically for veterans to address the issues they may have with their benefits and veterans' designations. If you're interested in receiving help on these issues, you can contact our office to schedule an appointment. Our phone number is 610-965-9933. Again, 610-965-9933.
Also, as the new year begins, there are some new traffic laws that have gone into effect to help make Pennsylvania roads safer. What's going on here?
An expansion of the state law designed to protect roadside workers is now in effect in Pennsylvania. Act 83 of 2018 adds trash haulers to the list of vehicles, including stationary tow trucks, mail delivery vans, and other vehicles involved in performing a roadside service, to those for which a driver must slow down when passing. Drivers are required to move at least one lane away when possible, or slow down and be ready to stop if they cannot. This law is in addition to the Steer Clear law, which requires drivers to move over when approaching an emergency response scene. Again, these are all designed to keep everyone safe on the roads, so please keep these in mind as you're out there driving around Pennsylvania.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.